Right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Friday the 15th of October. Lovely to be back after the international break. I've got Scott with me. Morning, Scott. How are you?
Morning, Ian. Yeah, not too bad, thanks, mate. What about yourself?
Yeah, very good. Very good. I've not watched 1 minute of international football, which is always pleasing. I see England couldn't even beat Hungary at Wembley, could they?
Yeah, I watched the second half. That's all I've watched.
Yeah, and we've got another 4 weeks and it's all back again.
Yeah, what a pain.
Yeah, it is. It really is a stop-start, isn't it? Just
and it does. It affects, I reckon, for the first week back as well, it affects some of the games as well, because it continuity, the players, different systems they played in, and it's not
quite the same. Oh, yeah, I agree, yeah. Yeah, it can't help, can it, all the stopping and starting and the travelling and different tactics and exactly, yeah, no, playing in different positions, whatever. I mean, the South American stuff didn't finish till last night.
Yeah, so, you know, there's teams like Man City, Liverpool and that are going to be, and other teams as well, that are going to be affected by players not being back. And
yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, no, nothing much to report, really. I've got the usual Malta issues, which are just keep going, just keep batting away. but, yeah, no, nothing else to get majorly excited about at the minute. Let's just get into this. Right, let's get going. Right, starting with your mob, Watford versus Liverpool.
Yes.
Liverpool have lost one of the last 20 away to bottom six teams, Scott. Do you know who that was? Being a supporter, you should be able to recall this.
No.
No, it was to Watford. In the 1920 season,
3-0.
3-0, yeah, 0-0 at half time. And then they scored three quick fire second half goals to give you a pasting.
Yeah, watch it. We weren't good that day.
I had a party that night. It was marvellous.
After the result, had a party as well.
No, just after the result. Lovely, wasn't it? Liverpool are 1.38. I don't see them slipping up this time. I went to Spurs, Watford. Watford were terrible. The manager's gone again. I mean, they're just a joke of a club for
7 games.
It's just, I mean, they've done it for years, haven't they? They're just nonsense, absolutely.
And they had 7 points as well, which is not disastrous.
It is almost like they're sitting there with a pack of cards, just pulling a card out. Yeah. And they've ended up with the old Tinker Man who just will not go away from football. He's back. I don't know how many jobs he's had since he left Leicester, but it seems a few, I think. He's phenomenal, but I can't see that he's going to turn this around, I'll be honest. I'll be amazed if he lasts the season. My prediction will be that the Tinker Man will be tinkered out the door by the end of May. He won't stop Liverpool here. If you have 1.38 chances of your thing, I think Liverpool will win this. Just looking on the ultimate sheet, Watford are amber form for home over the last 6 games. Liverpool are green. And when Watford have been in that profile of game, none of them have ended a draw and they've averaged over 3 goals a game. So it may be one for a lay the draw as well for people. You could lay the draw and trade that. But yeah, either lay the draw if that's your sort of thing for the trade or a back of Liverpool, neither of which I'm getting involved in. But I do expect Liverpool will win this. You?
Yeah, I've got nothing. Like you said, the odds are not good on everything. And I looked at cards again, and yeah, there was nothing that stood out there either. So now I've got nothing, and I'm just obviously hoping that the dreaded Sunderland new manager effect doesn't affect anything, and Liverpool do get the win.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure they will. Next up, Villa against Wolves. Villa weren't good against what is a poor Tottenham. I have to say, I watched that game, and they were poor, and if Tottenham are managing to beat you, you should start to be worried. We didn't look great, and when it went 1-1, I thought actually Villa would press on and probably nick a winner, but Spurs hit back straight away, you know, within a few minutes. Both sides look average. Wolves obviously had a slow start, but have won 3 of the last 5. On a match odds basis, gun to my head, I'd probably back the draw here.
Yeah.
The only thing of interest for me at the prices is under 2.5. It's currently 1.81, and I fully expect that will trade lower in the match. I'd be very surprised if that doesn't trade. I can't see these two coming out the blocks and banging in the goals. So no. I do think that if people like that sort of scalping and trying to nick some ticks, I do think the 1.81 will trade lower in the Villa v Wolves match. But again, nothing official for me. That's just, I think if you watch that market, that's how that's going to go. Over to you, my friend.
Yeah, as I say, it's the Midlands derby. They're usually pretty tight looking back at the head-to-heads. I'm very happy to avoid it.
That's it, is it?
Yeah.
That's it. There you go. See?
And I'm glad I'm not watching it. I'm glad it's not live, because I would have to make myself watch it. But I'm glad it's not live.
See, Middle Earth, you've got nothing about you. He gave you about five words there. That was it. Right, Leicester versus United. Leicester finding themselves in league positions pre-Tinkerman. Really struggling to get going, really indifferent start for them. You know, everybody was raving about, you know, they were the next team for the top six to break into it. Obviously won the FA Cup, up and around the top four for the last 2 years, both times failing to get into it. 2-0 up last time against Palace and gave that away. Ended up 2-2 draw.
Yeah.
One win in the last five. It's not good for Leicester at the minute. United, as I said, didn't really fancy them. 1-1 against Everton. I mean, I'm no football manager, but I can't understand why Ollie bench Ronaldo.
No.
You know, Everton aren't a walkover of a team. Just seems daft for me, and I'll stand by it that he is not the man. And I think United will probably finish fourth down to him. I really do. Given the form of both, I couldn't back either of them. You know, Leicester may start to turn up. I've no idea. United, anything can happen with them at the minute. You know, they're in a patch of their own iffy form. The Villarreal result, this result. Perhaps for me, if I was going to do anything in this game, I'd perhaps back the draw and trade it. I've got nothing. I don't really have confidence in either of them for anything. So over to you, son.
Yeah, I've actually got something on this. As you say, and we say each week, Leicester have not been firing as yet. I did watch them v Palace, and they weren't too bad in the first half. They looked all right going forward, but second half they were pretty bad, and Palace deserved to come back. But like I said, it did look okay going forward, and I think they fancy their chances of scoring against United. Last season, they scored 7 in their 3 v United, and the bet I like is both teams to score. It landed in all 3. Man United don't look that solid at the back, and conceded in 2 of their 3 away games. And the only game they didn't was the Wolves game, where they could have easily conceded 3 if Wolves could finish. And like I said, it landed in all 3 last season they played in. And Ronaldo is surely going to be back for this. And I think 1.68, the exchange. It's been getting backed all week as well, because I've been tracking it since Monday. The bookies are only 1.62 Marathon and 1.57 Skybet. So, yeah, 1.68. And I see on Sporting Index, Leicester to score is 1.2 to 1.35. So, to buy, you would need them to score 2. And Man United is 1.55 to 1.75 goals. They need 2 to, if you're going to buy. So, it's all lined up for a score draw for me.
Okay, yeah. And United have lost Varane as well. That may have been some in why the price has come down. Which obviously does weaken them defensively, and Leicester certainly capable, as you say, of getting a goal up there, no problem at all. Okay, good. City versus Burnley next. City win, move on, unless you want to try and buy some money at 1.14. But I do believe England went off really short against Hungary, weren't they? Were they 1.1 or 1.11 or something like that?
Yeah, they were very, very short.
And I just remember seeing Peter Webb post something about the odds, and I just thought, well, as we see there, buying money doesn't always work. So City versus Burnley. City will win, I'm sure, but I wouldn't be getting involved at 1.14. You?
Right, I have got something for this.
Flipping
it. Man City got an excellent 2 to Liverpool last time out, but they probably should have won the game but before finishing. Usually when they play Burnley, they batter them, to be honest. And I fancy Man City to score 3 or more.
Okay.
Marathon go 1.67. The Exchange only 1.66. That's rare. Marathon beat the Exchange. At home, they're yet to concede. And last time they got a 0-0 v Southampton. But prior to that one, 5-0 v Arsenal and Norwich. And I expect to see a very dominant performance, as you, like you said. And think it must be a great chance of scoring three. We have Burnley side. They've scored last six here. They've got at least three v Burnley. And I can't see anything but an easy win for City. And they've beaten them 5-0 in their last three visits in the league.
Been it. Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay, son. All right. So City to get three.
Yeah.
Both teams to score, Leicester United, City to get three. You're all over it, son, this week. Right. Next up, Norwich versus Brighton. Norwich, just terrible. I think they did get a point. They've got a point, haven't they? Did get a point against somebody.
Burnley,
that's right, yeah. Brighton obviously had that flying start, two draws since, late equaliser against Palace, and then the 0-0 against Arsenal. Norwich are so poor that I would expect Brighton to win this, but at the prices, I don't want to get involved. It may well be that Brighton are starting their regression back to middle, bottom half of the table, which is still where I think they will end up.
We've said that they've only beaten teams expected to be in the bottom half so far.
Yeah, I mean, everybody sort of went on about, oh, the XG last year was brilliant, and you know, and now all of a sudden it's paying dividends. I don't buy into that at all. I've made my views on stats like that well known. If that's what you put your hat on, then fair play to you. You crack on. Leave me out of it. Norwich are bad, so I would expect that if Brighton are going to win a game, they'd win this, but I wouldn't want to be backing them personally. So, over to you, son.
It's a game I'm happy to leave alone as far as goals. Brighton really should win this game against easily worst team of the league. And I can see a 1-0, maybe a 2-0 push win for Brighton, but no bets, certainly for me.
Okay. Next up, Saints. I mean, it's just again, you know, I mean, we will get better podcasts with better matchups. It is just poor matchups again. Saints versus Leeds next, 16th versus 17th. Who knows? Saints may nick it, but you just don't know with them. Leeds have been poor. You know, it's just impossible for me, the games like this. The only thing I did look at, and I think, again, similar to what I said with the Villa game, I think the unders is a big here at 2.22. I know everybody just seems to think that Leeds are in these goal fests, but when you actually drill down in games like this, they're not.
No, they're not.
And I think 2.22, so that would be, again, one I think will trade lower in play. So I would be backing unders with a view to just nicking a few quid and a few points out of it. You know, some people may want to wait and see how the game starts and see if they fly out the blocks. But obviously, waiting to do that, the price moves against you if they don't score. So I'd rather back the 2.22 pre-kickoff and nick it if a goal goes in early. Unfortunately, take your red. Don't sit on it. But that's basically what I would be doing here if it was me.
Yeah.
Result-wise, I've got nothing. Again, gun to my head, I think Saints will beat them, but I've no idea. Over to you, my friend.
Oh, wow. This is a game I'm happy to avoid as far as goals. Like you said, with two sides, a great, decent chance, but can't actually consistently take them. If pushed, I would say a draw and a decent chance of a 1-1, maybe a score draw. But I'm not confident enough with either team the way they take their chances. So I'm happy to give that game a miss.
Okay, mate. No problem. I'm with you. Brentford v Chelsea next. As we know, Brentford new to the league, holding their own. Good draw against Liverpool, which we talked about last time. I didn't see it. And then a lovely win at the old Mo Farah Stadium last time, didn't they?
Yeah, that certainly made you happy.
I mean, that was last kick of the game, wasn't it? It was absolute. Yeah. I think that game was on the same time as Spurs versus Villa. I think the two games were played at the same time from memory. I know it's a couple of weeks ago and a lot's happened since then. And I was watching one of those. I was watching the Spurs game, let's just say. Yeah. And they cut to the Mo Farah Stadium. And it was genuinely like the last kick of the game. Yeah, they've done well, Brentford. You can't say they haven't. They've done well, playing good football. But Chelsea are top for a reason. And, you know, yes, they lost to City at home, but I think a grind for Chelsea, but it'll be a hard-fought win. I think Chelsea will be good enough to go and get 3 points here. Again, I don't want to back them at that price, but I'd expect, as I say, I expect a grind, but a hard-fought Chelsea win for me.
Yeah. Right, okay, I have got something for this. Brentford, as you say, have started the season so well and show they will easily stay up, in my opinion, and I think you agree with that, and will not be involved in any relegation battles. Last time out, as you said, got an excellent 2-1 at West Ham, and what I like is they give it a go, and especially here, they got that 3-3 a very generous Liverpool that day. And when I watched that game, I felt Liverpool could have had more as well. But against a Chelsea side or a City side, I thought they would concede 2, no problem at all, and not have anywhere near as many chances gifted to them from poor defending. They are capable of a goal themselves, that's for sure. Chelsea got back to winning ways last time out after 2-1-0 losses, and I fancy their chances strongly of getting consecutive wins. And I actually fancy them to score 2 goals or more. The odds have been drifting this week, and the reason for that is that Lukaku was a doubt with a muscle injury. So it's now 1.83 on the exchange, 1.82 marathon. So I'll take the 1.82 marathon. But Werner's found his scoring boots recently, so I'm not too concerned if Lukaku, you know, if there's a late fitness test and he doesn't make it. Away, they've scored at least 2 in 3 of their away games, 2-0 at Arsenal. 1-1, obviously, at Liverpool, where they probably should have had a second. And obviously then beat a poor team 3-0 away, which was Spurs. And for me, this is their easiest away game so far of the season. So I can, and if Brentford do score, even better, because I do like you think Chelsea will nick it. I think that's a good bet, Chelsea, to score a couple.
Okay. All right, Sam. They will win. I'll be very surprised if they don't. Everton v West Ham next.
Good game.
Yeah, and I've got something here. I fancy Everton here. I know they're inconsistent, but I just think every week that Benitez works with them, they are going to get better.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I really do. I think I would have loved to have had him come to Spurs, whatever people say about him. I think he's a good manager. And West Ham, since their resurgence, which has gone on sort of the last season and bit of this, they have only won 2 away to top half teams and only averaging 0.78 goals per game in doing so. In the similar profile match, Everton are averaging 1.41 goals per game and have only lost 9 of 27 against top half sides. I just make Everton a little bit big here. I'm not saying that, you know, it's a price thing for me. I think they are a little bit big at 2.6x. If you can back them above 2.4, I would have half a point win, and we're going to be able to back them at 2.6 now. I can't see him shortening up much. So a half point on the Toffees for me to beat West Ham, as I say, based purely on price. And I do think, I mean, they're both good managers. You know, Moyes has done
well. Yeah, they are.
West Ham. They're both good managers. And I do think Benitez will get this lot going a lot better than the previous 4 or 5 years. Over to you.
Yeah, I've got something in this. Everton, as you said, have started the season well under Rafa. And last time I got an excellent 1-1 at Man United. And but for poor finishing, could have probably nicked the win as well. And to win games, they tend to need 2, as they do concede and have done 5 of their 7 so far. And here have 2 from 3. West Ham have started the season well also, but did surprisingly lose, as we said, 2-1 at home to Brentford last time out. And not surprisingly, did concede, though, as they have kept just 1 clean sheet 7 so far this season. And I can't see them getting another one today. So I like both teams to score. Marathon go 1.72. The exchange only go 1.72 as well. So I'll take Marathon because there's no commission. You know, last time I avoided Everton because they were missing their 2 main forwards. And I like both to score at United, but I chickened out. And so I'm not getting today because they keep scoring without them. And looking like they're going to score as well. So Yeah, I think both to score between the two of them looks good. Last season, they were 1-0 home and away both games, but I don't think we'll only see one game in this one goal in this game, and I'm very confident we see more than that in this game. So yeah, both to score for me.
Okay, mate, both score, and let's hope Everton get two then, and both them only get one.
Yeah.
And then we have got the sports washers versus the shit spurs. It's just fucking horrendous. I mean, I could do an hour-long podcast about this all day.
Yeah.
And all you get in society at the minute is, well, what about, what about, what about? As if that makes it right. I find this laughable, to be honest. I find that Staveley trying to distance the PIF away from the Saudi state
Yeah.
just fucking comical. Of course, Newcastle fans shouldn't stop supporting Newcastle. It's ridiculous to suggest that they would. You don't do that.
No.
I'm somebody who's followed a football team all my life, and it becomes part of you. But have some fucking morals, for fuck's sake. I mean, I honestly don't know now where the lines are. I don't know where the lines are in society. If a bunch of millionaire paedophile and rapists club together and buy a football club, is that acceptable now? I honestly don't know. Would that be,
Yeah,
oh,
I know
well,
what you
that's all
mean.
right? Would we be going, oh, well, what about Abramovich and all that then? I find it fucking horrendous because
Yeah.
if murdering journalists, trumped up charges against Palestinians and Jordan nationals, complete disdain for women's rights and homosexuals, pregnant women and their babies dying in detention centres,
Yeah,
labour
disgusting.
exploitation. You could just keep going and going. If that
Yeah.
isn't a fucking line for anything, what is? And I
Yeah.
don't know what the fucking Premier League are doing. I don't know what the fans leaping up and down as if this is fucking fantastic are doing. There's just no morals with anything. It is. It's going to be a carnival atmosphere for them. The fans, I think they're deluding themselves a little bit. I think they think Mbappe's going to turn up in January.
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time for Newcastle United to get anywhere. Trust me. Again, it's just
Yeah, they need almost the whole team, don't they?
people
So.
who don't educate themselves. They don't have the revenue of Chelsea, Man City, and they need to build that. The governing
Yeah.
bodies have seen how Chelsea, PSG, and City have manipulated all the FFP loopholes, and
Yeah.
they're a bit more savvy to it now. So they won't be able to just go and do these things that have been going on. Chelsea were bought before FFP, City were bought before FFP came in, and paying massive
Yeah.
wages. I remember they got Yaya Toure 300 grand a week just trying to buy their way into those Champions League places. But all that's not possible now. Yes, there's, don't get me wrong, they find ways around these things, but it's going to
Yeah.
take a long, long time. And I'd be more worried about fucking staying up than putting a fucking tea towel on my head, jumping up in the streets as if you've won the fucking league already.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I really would. And I'd start looking at actually what's behind this fucking outfit. But yeah, they're still winless. Spurs are good opposition for them, to be fair, because Spurs aren't in a good place
No.
for this game. The crowd will be right up for it. Spurs don't have a fantastic record up there either. I think comfortably they'll believe they can beat Spurs. As I say, the fans will be right behind them. But at the end of the day, they're winless for a reason because they're poor.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to back either of these two, but I do think there'll be goals. I think they're both prone more to errors than great play.
Yeah, they are.
So I do think it'll be over 2.5 for me, and I would wait until it gets to 2.0 and drip that in and trade as the goals go in. But yeah, I just think, I mean, the game is completely and fucking gone, and any morals have gone with it. It's gone. There is no, well, after this, there is no turning back. You can say, what about, what about, what about? That was 20 years ago. We can't keep going back in time, but we can say, hang on a minute, this ain't fucking acceptable.
Yeah.
And we turn to have said, actually, fucking come on in, crack on,
Yeah.
let's do it. Yeah, murder who you like, we don't care. You just crack on by our football clubs. I think it's fucking unbelievable. I find it unbelievable, I'll be honest. I find it absolutely. I think it's the final nail in football for me. I just look and think, what's the
Yeah, I
point of
agree.
it
It's
all?
not good.
What's the point of it all? I really do. I've got no, just lose interest and lose the will to live with it every day. But yes, it's how we make a living, and that's it. And that's what I believe, son. Over to you.
Yeah, I got nothing. A game I'm very happy to avoid between two very average teams. I will watch as usual because it is live. The atmosphere will be good to hear. But obviously, like you said, because Ashley's gone, that's what they're so happy about, aren't they? But if a push, I would like you. I think there'd be goals. And I could see a score draw or something like that. But I'm happy not to risk a penny on this game. I will watch it, but I won't be doing anything on it.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Ashley's gone. Zero contracts, bad. Cutting people's heads off, no bother.
Yeah.
Right, and then we've got, is it Monday night game? Arsenal versus Palace.
Yeah.
Obviously, Arsenal looked brilliant against Spurs because Spurs were so terrible.
Yeah.
They then went to Brighton and drew 0-0. I didn't see the game, but reports were that it wasn't great.
It wasn't. Brighton edged it as well out of the two.
Did they? But I do think Arsenal win this game. I'm still not convinced about Palace people jumping up and down. Yeah, they beat Spurs 3-0. Yeah, they drew 2-0 with Leicester. But both those teams are absolutely, you know, it's form that reads well on paper, but if you know anything about how the games are played and what's going on, then it's not the best form in the world. Arsenal, again, if you look at the ultimate database, those of you on ultimate, if you look at that, they're green form going into this game at home. Palace are red. Arsenal have 30 games in this profile. And they've won 24 of them, losing only three. And that includes all the period where we've been saying they're fucking terrible. They do beat this sort of team at home. You know, that's it. You know, that's 24 out of 30 wins. I expect them to win this. It's not to fill your boots, but I don't genuinely think Palace are as good as people are making out. And I think the Arsenal win at 1.69 is a bit of value. So back Arsenal to win. So for me, my two bets really are half a point on Everton, half a point on Arsenal. That's what you can put down. But Arsenal will beat Palace. And if they don't, they should pack up and go home.
Well, I've got nothing for the game that I've put down and pushed. I would say, like you, Arsenal edge it being at home. But I'm not as confident as you, but I do think Palace are improving slowly. They did lose 3-0 at Liverpool because they've had a couple themselves then. So I do think Arsenal are edge it, but I'm not confident on anything.
Okay, son. Right, that's it then. That's the lot. That's it. It's quite a bit of a dull sort of week, really, isn't it? Not much going on, but we'll get these internationals out the way.
Your polls are still bringing some highlights, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great fun. They are. Yeah, a couple of bits of admin. I will have a couple of polls over the weekend. I've updated, which I've put on Twitter and the Telegram group, the goal and goal time sheet.
Oh, yeah.
And the goal percentages sheet.
They're really popular, those sheets.
Yeah, and you can download those. They're in the blog section if you go on Twitter or Telegram, the links are there to them. And Ultimate member Lee produced a fantastic, I did the 1x2 sheet for all the leagues, but Lee did an ultimate one, but he's over the break, he's looked at it and broke it down into COVID, pre-COVID.
Really,
really good analysis sheet. So Ultimate members, that's in your templates and resources. And we'll keep that going. The other standard 1x2 sheet I'll update in the next international break. But yeah, no, the polls are going good. We've got guest pods lined up for the next 3-4 Tuesdays. So they'll be good.
Excellent.
Looking forward to those. I'll be back Monday with a Mindset Monday. Summer school will now finally get under the way. A couple of people have asked me about videos for that. I'll do those in the next international break. We'll be sort of getting just through halfway by the time we get there into the closing straits. So I'll do some videos then. That international breaks when you all want to get your Christmas shopping. There'll be fuck all in. Get out and get it then. Told you, cook that dinner and freeze it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, no, it's it's all been good, isn't it? It's just I have to say, I keep saying, I don't want to go into all the details, but Maltese problems, but it's I've enjoyed the break, I'll be honest. I really have sort of shut down, and I had to sort of kick myself into gear at about 6 o'clock this morning to think what I had to do.
Yeah, you do look quite relaxed in your demeanour there. Yeah,
yeah. I've lost a lot of weight. I've lost well over a stone now.
And you weren't overweight as such anyway, but you can see that you've lost.
No, but I mean, I think Dio put, when I put that, oh, you must be a physical phenomenon. Well, I am a physical phenomenon. Speed and goal. I mean, I haven't done any extra exercise. I've had one round of golf, but walk the dog. I've just eaten much, much better.
That's excellent.
I've not starved myself. I've just cut all the shit out. Not had booze, obviously, which is a massive thing.
Yeah.
I might not drink again, Scott. Oh, you're laughing. I'm genuinely toying with the fact of not drinking again. Honestly.
Genuinely?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Yeah,
I am a believer, even though I've had a lot of drink over my time. I don't drink an amount, as you know, and I think you can have as good a time with or without.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't missed it at all. I mean, my brother got up about 10 years ago, and he's a lawyer up in London, my next brother up, the one I go to football with, he's great company, fantastic fun, and he used to get absolutely smashed out on the lawyerly lunches and the bottles of red wine and pork and all that, and he got up one morning and just said, I'm not going to drink again, and he hasn't done, and you never notice it, but he sort of, we were talking about the stigma with it, like people look at you like you're fucking mad when you're not going to drink again. I'm not saying that I definitely won't.
No.
But I don't feel inclined to, you know, I've been out a couple of times for dinners and things where I would always have a beer or a glass of wine, and I haven't even felt like it. And I feel a lot healthier. I mean, losing a bit of weight, walking, I feel more machine-like than I was a month ago.
Yeah, I'm not saying you are a machine. You look more of a machine than you were.
I am a machine. I'm an absolute machine. So I might. That will shock a few here and there. There'll be loads of people going, and I am definitely putting the caveat on it that I haven't said I'm definitely giving up drink. All I said was I might not drink again, because there will be loads of people spitting their tea out laughing or going, but yeah, I mean, the big test, I guess, would be Lingfield.
Definitely.
Could I go to Lingfield and just drink cups of tea? The thing I can't find, and I drink water at home, I drink water or hot water, tea. I only have one coffee a day.
You're going to say, find a soft drink you like it.
I drink at least one every day, sometimes two, of hot honey and lemon.
I have one in the mornings.
Just a lemon squeezed in a cup with a load of honey. I have a couple of them a day. But it's finding something when you're out.
Yeah.
Drink. You know, particularly if you like take something like Lingfield, which is obviously what a 8, 10, 12 hour day.
Yeah.
Finding something to drink continuously.
You like fruit juices or anything? Like cranberry juice?
I genuinely cannot, just do not like any soft drinks. The only juice I really like is tomato juice.
Oh, right.
But drinking 8 pints of that all day, I probably don't think would be too good for me. I can't. All those Cokes and lemonades and J2Os and that, I just, they make your mouth fur up. I just, you know, that poll I did about canned drinks, I mean, that I just find staggering that people...
Yeah, the son that had 15 or...
I know an FTS member, I won't mention any names, who drinks at least 4 a day, every day.
Oh.
That's 28 minimum a week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's just not for me. I just couldn't do it. I mean, my best mate, Scotsman, down in, he drinks Iron Brew. Typical Scotsman.
I've never had it.
And his wife buys 8 to 10 2-litre bottles a week.
And he gets through that.
And he drinks that. So he's drinking 20, let's go middle of the road, 18 litres of Iron Brew a week.
Oh my God, what's doing to his insides?
And he's massive. He's had a hip replacement he's a couple of years older than me at 52 because he's massive. Oh, it's nothing to do with my weight. Well, yes, it is, you fat bastard. And your weight's to do with chucking that 2 gallons of that sludge down you every other day.
Yeah, it's not great.
But yeah, no, that's the thing. I can't find any of that suits me. But so in times like that, then you turn to the Guinness. But they do a Guinness Zero now, don't they?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a Guinness Zero, which is a non-alcoholic Guinness. So I might give that a go. See what that's
worth a go.
I think one of the guys in the Telegram group tried it and said it's okay. So I might get some of that and see what that's like.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, even if you go for it at Lingers, if you're not doing it that much, it's still not going to be unhealthy doing that.
No, that's right. No, I mean, just feel better. I do feel. Yeah. I mean, I had that real spell drowning my sorrows over the Tottenham performances. No, where we had the FTS day out, went to Chelsea, yeah, Spurs, where I had somewhere else I've been, where I had a few to drink, and you do get, oh Jesus Christ, feel a bit, you know, jaded.
Yeah, day, it does affect you.
And you don't get going till 2-3 in the afternoon. Whereas yeah, I've felt fully match fit every day. I am like a machine, son. So there we go. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Right, that's it. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, and yourself.
We'll be talking, obviously. In fact, I'm going to give you a ring in a minute because I've got something for you to do this weekend. So
yeah, no problem.
When we hang up this, I'll give you a ring shortly.
All right.
We'll be back on next Friday for the same. I believe we're going to have a guest next Friday.
Oh, right.
I'm telling you now. He doesn't know yet, but we're going to have, it's going to be a three-way.
Right, okay.
I don't know whether you've ever done a threesome, but you're going to be doing a threesome next week.
I can't say because Judy's next to me.
Right.
I
can say it's definitely no.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I know it is next week as well.
I know you definitely haven't done a threesome.
Yeah, I'm just lucky to be one with me there. So
yeah, exactly. You are lucky. Really?
I am lucky.
Yeah. Right. So that's it. Have a good weekend, people. Hopefully you pick up something from those, and I'll speak to you. I'll be back tomorrow with some goals bets for the weekend. I've got one match bet that I like the look of already in France, so I'll put that on the pod tomorrow. And the NFL I'll put on the pod tomorrow, and I'll put the NFL in the Telegram group later today.
Excellent.
Enjoy your weekend. Thank you all for listening.